Hey, how are you today?
So wonderful. Just
excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Okay, so let's keep going. I'm hearing interesting noise in the background, but aloha to everyone, and I'm very excited about today's call. I think I am ready to go. We're in lecture mode, which means that all the noise is muted out, and we're just going to feel your loving heart in the background while I speak for a little bit. I spend the morning since about 4 a.m. kind of going over our call today. I've gone over this call multiple times because I know we're reaching like this specific point in our work together. I've been pulsing energy, and the way I'm using that term might be different than the way you get that term, but I have been holding the energy for you so you can see the material that's coming up. The material that's come up for you this week, I've suggested that maybe you journal that. This is likely everything in the way of the wholeness. I mean, of course it is. This is your path to wholeness. The material that's come up for you, the pain, the pattern, whatever showed up for you, but it's the next step for you. And because of the way we did the energy, it's likely the content of what you'll be doing for like the lifetime goal for you. So it's very important. You want to integrate as much of it as possible. We want to be the people who, when the really difficult stuff shows up and we feel our resistance to it, we can say, there is a gift. That gift is going to make me stronger. Let's get this integration on the road. Oh, I've seen you before. You must really, and this is a part of you, right? I've seen you before. I've met your suffering before. And this time I am ready to integrate you. This time I'm ready to become whole because you've shown up again. You're here to teach me something and show me where I am ready to integrate and also show me that I'm strong enough to do it or I wouldn't be here. Now you have another choice. And we all have these choices. We always have this choice. And this is the spirituality that says, always choose the happy path and the joyful path. And if it's hard or heavy, don't go there. Well, that will work. You will definitely feel much better, but that will return. Now, you might be able to gracefully integrate that, you know, again and again. But in my experience, most of this keeps showing up until it gets integrated. Now there's many ways to integrate and there's many ways to work with things. And I know I'm talking to a very advanced group. Most of us were taught that we meditate and we process and that's the way to our wholeness. That's the way to enlightenment. And it is, you need both. But I'm also suggesting that we make this a moment-by-moment practice as we really get the divine feminine in the mind, as we really let that become empowered. And that's the part that moment-by-moment, when something arises, you are able to integrate and love it. And not love it with a little L. You know, the human mind L, the little tiny one, that's mostly a transactional type of love. And you know you're in that because that's something that you love, that you had an expectation of something in return. We're talking unconditional love here. That's love with a big L. And the big L comes in and it loves no matter what. It's perfectly okay if you are ready to integrate. It's perfectly okay if you're not. It loves you no matter what. You do have eternity to decide when you will take those steps. And we support you no matter where you are in those steps. I just want to also support the people who are taking the big steps. Okay, so everyone take a breath and see yourself on the new earth. This is an upgraded earth. Very nice. guys are good at this. All right, now that support from Mother Earth, I'd like you to feel, you know, the upgraded Mother Earth, of course, the highest consciousness of her. I want you to feel that in your core. And I want you to expand that out so you become part of the grid system. You are keying in to the Earth's ascension. You support it. It supports you. You're part of the high Earth ecosystem. Very nice. All right. So with that, just going to make a big space. I know a lot of you are integrating. I'm just going to do some clearing of anything that's not you, that's not really your material. And this is true. Every time that we begin to integrate, supportive material shows up just for emphasis. We're living in duality. That's how it works. You know, the part of ourself that shows up to be integrated shows up with friends, right? And patterns and familiar things, just to make it really highlighted as to what you're working on. Okay. Very good. The divine feminine is very aware of her choices. And when you're building the divine feminine, sometimes we don't want to make those choices, that we're afraid of our power. So I'd like everyone to make that nice fountain in your core, and let's bring in all the aspects of yourself that are afraid of your own power. Some of that's really rough material for some of you. So I'm going to just keep holding that, loving that, strengthening you to that part of you that knows what fear is and knows how to handle it, knows how to shift fear to love. You're pretty advanced if you can do that, but just hold that energy. And if all that's just a little much for you at this moment, just in your mind say, I am shifting my fear to love. Easily. Okay, there's no way that we can do a great job with a divine feminine until we get okay with the misogyny that we've lived with in our life. And so that comes in many forms. This comes in women thinking of themselves as second-class citizens, weaker, victimized patterns, where there's always an evil person outside trying to do you in. We've all had that. So many of you are working through these patterns, these victimized patterns, and I send support now for that. For loving the part that's in the victimized pattern. When you're in wholeness, you know, how other people respond to your power isn't your business. But before you stand in your own power, you kind of care about it. So continue to integrate those parts. I wanted to tell a story about one of the biggest lessons of my life. In fact, it's been going on most of my adult life, but I didn't know it. I think you've heard me talk about narcissistic people or sociopathic people before. And if you haven't, it's worth saying again that one of the reasons these people are very successful is they're living in more wholeness. It may not be wholesome, but they haven't split their power into duality. They know they're worthy. They know what they want. And they just go get it. There's no split. I mean, they might be sociopaths, but they're not splitting their energy. they're able to utilize all of it. And all the people who feel victimized are just, you know, kind of a nuisance. So this is kind of how that power works. And I'd not really seen it in a woman before until I was about 22. And I was in a conference room, and all of us were getting recognition for what we had done for a company. There's quite a lot of women in this company. And I got my recognition, everybody clapped, my heart was beating fast, but I sat down, and my heart was beating really fast because the next woman up, she was never nervous. But she got up, and she was the kind of woman that they write country western songs about. She was the one who would be the one who was okay with sleeping with other people's husbands, get divorced frequently, have a child, leave that child, and go find another guy. Almost always married to someone else. I mean, repeatedly over and over again. And everyone in the room knew it. Everyone had watched her do this since she moved to our community. And some part of me was just sort of seething about this. And I really started seething when she said this. She stood up and she said, I'm 22, remember this. This is a long time ago. She stood up and she said, you know, I know all of you know a bit about me since I moved here. And she had a big grin on her face. And she said, but I want you to know that I forgave myself. And I am happy now. And I really understand God's forgiveness now. Now I'm sitting kind of right beside her while she's standing giving the speech. And now I'm even seething more because she has not suffered enough, in my opinion. Now, this is quite sad, but this is really what I thought. And I also had a little voice in my head. And the voice said, listen very carefully. You're about to really see a huge, huge truth. So I'm holding on to my need to have her suffer. And she hadn't even been with my husband, but I just held this thing in me. I don't know where it came from, or I didn't at the time. I do now. But she was up and she was talking about how God had forgiven her and she had prayed and she was fine. And part of me didn't want to believe that, but I could see it was true. And I could see it was true, and everyone in the audience got it. She actually had transformed. She actually had, in one moment, kind of forgiven herself, and she was fine. She'd moved on. She wasn't carrying any baggage. She wasn't going to take on anybody else's projection that she should suffer, that she should be evil, that she should be all of these, you know, things that country western songs are made out of. She just wasn't going to take it. And she was at peace. And she was projecting love for everyone in the audience, no matter how we felt about her. And I knew that was true. I mean, I was recognizing it. At the same time, some part of me wanted her to suffer more. Because she really, you know, one prayer and she was done. That's kind of how I was thinking. But I still had this voice in my head that said, watch this very carefully. So she received her applause and she sat down. And afterwards, I spoke to a lot of women who are leaving, and I could barely talk. I mean, this was such a big moment in my life. And women were coming up crying to me, and they were saying, that was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And some part of me knew that it was beautiful. And some part of me was really mad. She didn't suffer very much. And this was me. This was a projection of me needing me to suffer. This was my prescription for myself, that my spirit showed up to say, you could give yourself permission to stop suffering now. But I wasn't going to write myself that permission slip. I needed her to suffer. I wanted to suffer. She hadn't even done anything that touched my life whatsoever. Now, years and years and years later, I recognized that she was living life similar to my grandmother, but I had no idea at the time. But I just knew I had all this material that I was working and tossing with. And by the time I was 33, maybe 32, this sort of thing didn't bother me anymore. But in those 10 years from the time we had this to the time it was in my early 30s when this no longer bothered me, I met her over and over again, just with different shades of lipstick. And over again, these women would come into my life and I would feel this rage. And I didn't know why. Because they weren't really, I mean, a couple of them did touch my life, but most of it was just this pattern that bugged me. And what was that really? I mean, some of it was they were expressing a type of freedom. They were expressing a type of freedom that wasn't going to live up to anybody else's moral standards. She really was quite free. Now, it wasn't the way that I was born to live my life, and I'm okay with that. If I'd forced myself into that pattern, that would have had a different set of circumstances because it wasn't mine. But she really came in and she taught me a lot that day, and it just took me 10 years of processing and probably another 40 years, almost 40 years, to kind of really get what the heck that had really been about. That she was really reflecting a lot of my grandmother pattern, which I was completely didn't know about. So I just want to share that story with you, that this is one of the ways that we repeat patterns over and over again. And women are really good at judging other women. When one woman expresses freedom, power, being able to move in the world with more freedom than we can, some part of us says, nope, you can't leave this, you know, hole with all the rest of us in it. You need to come back because what you're doing is threatening me. And what we are, that's our voice of the old God, you could say. That's our voice of the old hierarchical patriarchy, the one that needs women to behave in a certain way. And forever, men have had much more permission this way. And I'm not just talking sexual. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about empowerment in public space. I'm talking about politics. I'm talking about government. You see, some societies are much more accepting than others. We're all just sort of getting to where we're really seeing this. And this misogyny on the outer is reflected in the inner. I knew that immediately that day. I knew it was all about me. I still needed her to suffer, right? I was quite conflicted, actually. I had both things at once, but I didn't really know what to do about it, and I didn't want to process it because I was still holding the pattern of that misogyny, the limitation, the female expression being different. So all of these things played on me that day, and I'm seeing them play out in the world today in a very big way. And anytime you catch yourself with anything going on in the outer, it's playing out on the inner. And if some part of it is misogyny, if some part of it is need to project a tyrant or a narcissistic person on the outside to come attack you or be mean to you or ruin your life, that is you playing out the victim pattern. It's just you haven't integrated that part yet. You haven't integrated that part of you that's capable of both sides of the paradigm, both sides of the polarity. The victimizer and the victim and the patriarchy and the new balance with the feminine. So that's what you're working on. That's what we're all working on. And that's why it's, you know, kind of big right now. So take a breath. Suffering is optional. Wasn't completely sure of it at the time. She knew that. I didn't. Wasn't quite ready to say suffering is optional. Take a breath. Put your attention on the back of your throat. Let's go ahead and bring in the turquoise bubble. And this is your personal part of that energy that you could feel from the earth, or however you imagine that divine feminine, that upgraded mind of equanimity, the one that can nourish all the time. Now, if I had this process then, the first time I felt that anger towards her, that, oh my gosh, what is she doing? You know, with the Dolly Parton song playing in my head, I could have just gone ahead and integrated that feeling I had at the time. I could have been just like those other women who were very touched by her at the end. Instead, I was touched and conflicted. So all the parts of you that feel conflicted about your own empowerment, let's go ahead and love that part. Last week, we talked about how we perceive ourselves as this poor, wretched soul that needs something to come rescue us, or the higher power to rescue us, to rescue the wretched. And I'm saying this word a lot because it's kind of archaic, and it's in most of our soul blueprints. Let's open those nourishing flows. Just like I could have that day loved all the parts of myself in serious judgment. Judgment is another form of resistance. So when we have the brakes on, where we're in judgment, we're not able to be in wholeness. So now we're living a partial life. Keep loving. I want to get this really strong. I want you to expand the mind of equanimity. I'm going to be working in the throat and the mind just to keep touching this up. And this will probably be the part of our iRise program that will be the most transformative for you. That's why we started with this first. I want you to keep meditating. I want you to keep processing, and I want you to begin to integrate. Doing this all day long, like every time that you see, every time that you feel, every time that you notice a reaction show up, that you get the big Buddha smile in your belly and you integrate. You're able to love that part and call it home. Okay, just keep letting that love come in. So this becomes a 24/7 process. This becomes the new you. And that's how you change anything. When you're able to keep your meditation up, or you start doing this all the time, that you're just practicing the noticing. And it's like an onion. It's like, okay, I noticed this pain, and then I noticed this, and then I noticed this, and just go through the onion. And you almost always get down to fear, or a part that feels unloved, and you just keep going. And you don't want to forget any of the parts of the onion. And you don't always want somebody to do it for you. Someone doing it for you helps you recognize where you're going. But when you begin to do it yourself, that's where you're in mastery. So I'm here to support your mastery through this. And I'll be stepping up how much assistance I give for the rest of the 14 days. But I really needed you to get in touch with the parts of yourself that you'll be integrating, the parts of yourself that is your core material. Okay, go ahead and breathe. So today we're going to work with a spiritual part, the spiritual aspect of the soul, the divine feminine that's now in your mind. This part, I'm starting to see edges of it or feel other people notices it in the world. You might hear things like the divine masculine shifted, which I believe is true. You might hear things like new portal is open and this is here. And you could say that's true, but definitely the divine masculine, the spiritual aspect of yourself has shifted. And it's here to be a support for, you could call it the inner goddess, you could call it the awareness, you could call it whatever you want. I'm going to call it the mind of equanimity. It's here to completely support that part as it builds up the muscle, which is practice, of the integrating all the time. It's like your cheerleader that's there all the time, as the divine feminine nourishes all day long, keeps these flows going. So yes, I know we're talking about something pretty advanced, but you are up for it. Okay. So take a breath. And I know some of you have been listening to the MP3s, so you know a little bit about what we're going to be bringing in. But we're going to be bringing in the heart of the spirit. The heart of the spirit to me has a color, and that color is for me kind of a magenta heart color, but whatever shows up for you is completely perfect. And allow that to come into your heart and let that expand. Not because you're going to be more vulnerable, but because you're going to really get the heart's will and the divine support and that ability to love all the time. Now, I'm not talking about love with a little L. I'm not talking about transactional love. I am talking about unconditional love. Take a breath. So now we have the mind of equanimity. We have a really strong spirit we're going to continue to work with. And all of these aspects of yourself will be in balance. This will be the morphic field I'll be holding for you over the next couple of weeks. Okay, so now that we have the heart in place, you've already been introduced to the inner child. And you can see it just as that fountain. This is the evolved aspect of it. More on that in a couple of weeks. But right now, we're bringing in the divine masculine to be the support, a 24/7 support for your divine feminine as she rebuilds herself, as she becomes the equanimity within, as she becomes the nourishing flow. So you might feel the divine masculine say, oh, did you forget to love that? Or like when it was tapping me on the shoulder when I was 22, you need to listen closely here. You know, it's that sort of thing. It's not going to be interfering. It's not heavy-handed. It's not judgmental. There's no patriarchal energy involved in this. All right, so we're going to still use the rose gold. And there are many ways you can bring that in, but we're going to use all of them, vertical, horizontal, and diagonal. And those grids will come in. Most of you will perceive it as protection, but it's actually more like the vehicle for how you get things done. So the truth and divine wisdom come out of the divine feminine. Your divine masculine is the energy and the umph to get it out in the world for you, right? So your truth, you're going to hear out of that divine feminine. That she's going to get to her truth the more you integrate. She's going to get to what you stand for. She's going to get to that aspect of what feels right for her in the world that is not dealing in resistance. Resistance is stuff that you integrate, and that's it. You're not supposed to be the resistance in the world. You are supposed to be the example in the world. Good. A persistent example, but that's what you are. And it's not for them. It's just like that woman. She didn't care what anybody thought in the crowd. And being herself, that she forgave herself that day, she changed everything. She gave everybody some kind of lesson. Everyone got exactly what they needed. And the end of the story, I haven't kept up with her over the years, but the next man in her life was a beautiful soul who 2 years after they were married developed a malignant brain tumor. And of course, everybody thought she would leave him because she left everything when it became trouble. But she didn't this time. She stayed with him. And again, she surprised everybody by just being herself, who she was, who she needed to be. Take a breath. Very good. So we're letting the rose gold energy expand through your field. I'm feeling the pulse of the Divine Mother, and I'm feeling that rhythm align in your heart with the Divine Spirit. Love with a big L. Good. The unconditional. The truth. I'll be sending this energy more this week. It's been in the background, but you're going to get more of it in our 14 days. Here we go. Okay, so some of you are kind of into that project. You're resolving the projection and what you call in. I'm going to give a little more boost in the divine masculine for that, the spiritual aspect of yourself. And this will probably come as more insight. When people aren't ready, they're kind of in a complete disconnect. They don't see the patterns, although other people around them do. They sort of start getting it. It sort of seems really familiar, but they're not quite getting it. They're zoning out on it a bit. But when your soul's ready, it starts showing up in truth for you. And one day you think, oh my gosh, I played this before. And that's what we call awakening. And in that awakening, you're able to be masterful because now you use your process and you start integrating that reality. And sometimes it is like the whole eating the elephant concept. Sometimes that integration is a little step at a time, one onion layer at a time. And sure, you can go in and take care of the fear right away, but if you haven't integrated the wholeness, it will return. Okay, keep loving. I took 10 years to do it in my 20s. I took 10 years to deal with that thing that one day, because I was in deep resistance and my own version of misogyny. Now, you don't have to take that long. Okay, I'm going to stay with this energy, strengthening your connections to source. And I want to go into the, so there's a nervous system that you have for your body. And we want to increase how the nerves work with our integration. So this is like a, I'm not going to superimpose it on your nerves, but it will be like a support to the nervous system, the body, the integrations, the emotional truth as you make them. Okay, so some of you just kind of relaxed with that, and we're just going to keep letting that grow around you, in between the grids, and aligning the masculine and the feminine aspects of yourself. And above you, now, some of the ways that people bring in, like, you know, like a boogeyman or someone to victimize you or tormentor, they'll use people or they'll use things in the galactic. There's lots of different ways that we do this and get very creative, actually, in our projections. So I want you just to keep loving all through all dimensions, through all time, through all creations, in all the aspects of your life, all the part that keeps you separate and in resistance. And there are many patterns. We're talking about victimizing today, but there's also lack and worth. You know, how worthy am I? There's also like that arrogant and worthless part. You know, power, powerless. And sometimes we need a safe space because we're controlling the situation. Sometimes a safe space is safe space, and other times it's about controlling the situation. So all the times that you're using spirituality as a way of resistance or controlling, those are kind of sneaky. Let's go ahead and integrate those. Very good. Okay, so that field of rose gold is really growing. The heart is beating in alignment with all these aspects. There's a couple beats off, so I'm going to stay with that. And that by beats off, I mean integrating all the aspects within the heart. The heart intelligence is often going to tell you what's going on. You can get that out of the mind or the heart when it's all integrated. It's wherever it's easier for you to read in the moment. But they will act as one. When that happens, you're going to stop having battles between what the head wants and the gut wants, or the head wants and the heart wants. And when that happens, you will not be an actor in a naive way. You're going to be able to hold the truth and make empowered choices. Very good. I want to talk about a downward spiral. And we've talked about downward spirals before. But if you start going into a downward spiral, there's the way that you lift yourself up is to continue to be in this energy and integrate. So it can often be a gift that going deep, but you don't want to resist it. You don't want to be resisting the downward. You want to be able to take in all that information so you begin to start climbing out of it. You're becoming more whole and you can float at your own level. Giving you guys a lot of energy and things to consider today. I want you to think of your divine masculine as that supportive aspect that shows up for your feminine nature. I've said it before, but you can even like visualize a woman giving birth to a child or the new world order, the new world. And so that baby, that giving birth, is doing all the integrations. And this aspect just simply comes to support and remind you who you are, assist you in building those grids. It doesn't actually have the codes for building the grids. It has the support. One of the reasons we did it in this order is because I need you to really get into the truth and the power of the divine feminine. No matter if you're a man or a woman, of course, that deep, divine, intuitive nature of yourself and knowing nature of yourself. This part of yourself is never confused what world she's in. She knows. She's grounded. She knows her North Star. And if that happens to you sometimes, like you're not really sure what space-time continuum you're in, that's a key, that this is where you need to go again. That means you're spending more time in the spiritual aspect, the masculine aspect, than the soul aspect. Mostly, it could have other reasons, but That's one of the things that I see. All right, very good. So I know I just I'm running a lot of energy here. So I think we're going to start talking to people so I can see where you are. And I'll still be working with the group as I talk to you. So even if you're not the one on the call, I'm still working with you. Okay?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn, how are you doing?
Sherry, this week since our last call has been cathartic. That is the only word that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much has come up for me. I mean, as I wrote to you, things that mm-hmm. I even forgot about that I thought,
yeah.
Oh, I healed that.
Right.
But I really hadn't, because I hadn't integrated the parts of me that were fractured or splintered off.
Yes.
You know, when I had the experience with what I told you about the insomnia, you
yes.
know, drinking alcohol to help myself go back to sleep. I did that
mm-hmm.
for over 10 years. I mean, probably more than that. The eating disorder that I had that lasted for about 20 years that, you know, I mean, it ended years ago, but those parts of me were still fractured off,
mm-hmm.
you know. And my God, Sherry, I have done so much healing on myself and integrating as well.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a ceremony where I called my guides together and all the parts of me, you know, that
mm-hmm.
wanted to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And even while you were talking about that lady, as you started the call again,
uh-huh.
of course, you brought in so much magic, because night before last, I had a dream about the last apartment that I had in Antigua before I came here to
mm-hmm.
Dublin. And I keep dreaming about that apartment. Funnily enough, I don't know why, but I was with my ex in that
mm-hmm.
apartment. And then at a certain point, I was like in a boat with my dad, who has passed away. And he was telling me that he was sorry. And it's only when you were talking about the lady, you
uh-huh.
know, with her story and that she had forgiven herself, that I realized that a lot of the patterns that my dad emulated when I was growing up was very similar to what you said about that lady,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even though I love my dad dearly, I thought that aspect of him and how it affected us and my mom was terrible. Yet I went on to be with men up to the one I just mentioned in that apartment who
yeah.
were like that.
Of course.
So, you know, I just thought, Sherry, as you were saying the story, I forgive my dad. I've forgiven that man that I was with, but I never forgave myself.
Right, right.
So,
and going, you know, that's all we truly forgive ourselves. When we forgive ourselves, it, you know, it takes care of everything. Even the woman I was telling you about, of course, I'm
mm-hmm.
so mad for 10 years about her, but even her exes were supportive of her after she forgave herself. I mean, she really went into this love. And
right.
It was an incredible lesson for me. And
mm-hmm.
it just took me 10 years to take it, to really be with it. So that's,
well,
I think you're saying a similar thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Sherry,
go to all the leftover parts that are not quite integrated, Carolyn. And for you and everybody here, they're just taking it a step further into self-love. Self-love and forgiveness. And we get that big Buddha inner smile, you know, that part that sort of gets it and gets the joke. And when that happens, we're no longer bothered by it. You know, when we're bothered by things, we're not finished.
No, that's true.
But what were you going to say?
Sherry, just have one question I have been getting. This could be part of like what I'm going through or where I'm at in my life, but in photographs for the last 4 months, I've been getting these, I call them beings. It's not, they're not just orbs. I got like a pyramid. I mean, I want to say a ghost pyramid, mm-hmm. in some photographs, and also all of these beautiful shapes and like something looking like a huge eye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send them to a couple pictures to you because they are extraordinary, and I just
oh,
want
to
know.
I love to see them.
Yeah, my guides are coming in to support me,
mm-hmm.
or if you could tell me what the energies are, because they're very specific. And they come in, the same ones, all the time. And it's been months now.
One is like a pyramid and one is like a big eye?
One is like a big eye. It's like a magenta color on the outside. It's gold in the middle and it has, it's white, like an eyeball in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it always comes in with something looking like a purple top. It has the shape of a top. Sometimes it's... like, oh, up near to the sun. Sometimes it's like 6 feet in front of me. I actually put them, the pictures, on my website, and I've been getting so many people looking at them because they are just extraordinary.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. So this really feels like it's the wisdom in the heart to me.
Okay.
What do you think of it as? Because you'll know it better. What do you think of it as?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe I orbs would be the closest thing that I know that, you know, that we call when we see certain things in photographs, but they're not really round. They're like different colors.
Sure.
And it's almost like it's like my guides coming in to support me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking, but
Sure, it absolutely can be that. But see, the guides are also a bit of a projection. Not that they're evil or bad, but they're also projecting something different for you, and you own all that they are, or they wouldn't be there. All the skill, all the wisdom they bring in is also yours. We just haven't quite claimed it that way yet. Just like when we project out our anger or misogyny in the world, it comes back to us through a person. It's the same with guides. So it's not that they can't be true guides, but it... So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they're not real. What I'm saying is you can also integrate the wisdom in the heart or what you're getting from it. Now, some of it does sound like past life material. So what you want to do is just sort of hold that in like a big space. And that space of like the white gold is a very good space for this. And just let in, you know, any... karmic ties to those times, to the wisdom that you knew then, just start to disintegrate, and then allow the truth, you know, the purity of what you knew then be integrated.
Okay.
That makes sense. Now you can do that at any point. Sometimes people need a long time of having that outside of themselves because they're not quite ready to accept that they own that. And it's completely up to you when you do it. Sometimes we do need to be charmed and in awe of that part. So by the time we integrate it, we really can have that sense of allowing and appreciating. And that's the step it should go on. If it goes in a step that you feel continually less than and it's magnificent, then you'll need to shift that. I'm talking beyond exactly where you are now. So let's go back to that appreciation you have for it.
Uh-huh.
And just love that appreciation. Now this moves out resistance in your heart. So I'm going to hold that resistance for you. As we see that this pattern or this wall or whatever we see it, you know, it's like a structure that we create, this pattern, we're able to just let that dissolve. And then we're in that pure love. Another way to do this is to the energy that you're feeling in it, feel it in yourself.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, now there's
thank
a part of you that it's going to come. It's going to come. There's a part of you that decided not to own that for a while. It's probably part of your soul journey. And when it shows up like this, you're ready to claim it and integrate it again. Thank you, Carolyn. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. Can't wait to see your picture. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
813.
Oh, hi, Sherry. It's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing better since listening to the call and before the call. The live one today, I was listening to some of the replays. I've had a rough June and had some physical stuff come up. I have this thing with my thyroid I have to get a biopsy on. I injured my back. It's like the two of three new physical symptoms that have come up this year, and also then just dealing with a lot of emotional stuff that goes along with the physical stuff, and some big things with my mom and around financial stuff. And
wow.
My mom and I's karmic play, we had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week were drama-filled karmic hashings out of lifetimes of stuff. So it's been a lot.
What would you like to work on right now?
The first thing that comes to mind was lack.
Okay, let's go into that part of you that feels that lack. And when we feel lack, we usually think of everyone around us as more powerful than we are. So I'm glad
right.
you chose this one. It's a good one for us to work on. Just go ahead and go into, let's invite in all the parts of yourself that feel less than. And some of them are already inside you. We just haven't integrated them yet. So let's go ahead and go into all the parts that are in you that are and everything ready to integrate now. And let's just love. Love to the truth of your divine gifts and your ability to attract what you need. Okay, and let's go to all the patterns that you set up to sabotage yourself. And this is not an excuse for self-flagellation. So remember my woman in the story didn't waste 1 minute on that. So let's
right.
not do that either. Let's go in.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Yeah.
I know. I'm an expert too. Let's just go ahead and love the parts that want to blame and self-flagellate.
Oh,
and keep loving this part. We know that we're ready to integrate that when we wince when we see other people do it. There is a clue. And then you think, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this again. There is another clue. Or you're in a restaurant or walking around, you see someone that you perceive as being so much more powerful and successful than you are, rather than,
well,
oh, look, isn't that cool? You're kind of like projecting all of what you own outside of yourself, right? Because you couldn't recognize it if you didn't own some of it. And so lack is just the opposite. So what we're going to do is kind of bring that into the center to keep loving. You're making some progress. I'm feeling the energy shift a bit. So let's just keep going. I think you're really tired of your life feeling inhibited by other people in certain ways. Does that sound true?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Yeah.
Okay, let's take that part of you that's feeling that being held back and love that. The agreements we make with other people sometimes is that we'll be the weak one and they'll be the strong one. And that way they get to feel very wonderful for taking care of you.
Right.
And you have to continue, in order for the game to play out, you have to continue to be the weak one. And it's like a codependent pattern. So let's go ahead and just move this, you know, this infinity loop between you and your mother and you and your doctors. So you become the sovereign being. Okay, now let's go to all the places that you have let your ability to manifest be sort of sidelined to play these patterns out. Let's increase that.
Yeah, and those go deep for me. I think those are, I get a lot from both of my parents. Those,
sure,
go back, both ancestral and then my, you know, past lives as well.
Sure.
You know, so.
So you know how you take a sheet or a, or you go to the beach and you have like a beach towel and you shake it,
yeah,
out. I want you to take that inner child part of you and just kind of shake it out. Just anything, you know, any sand that's on it that's not yours.
Right.
Anybody's stuff on it.
Oh, I see.
Just let it all,
right,
let all that go back.
Okay. I'm shaking a little myself. I'm shimmying here.
Yeah, there you go. So feminine patterns are usually spiral-like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so moving and swaying, all those things help, you know, remind us of the strength of the inner feminine.
Right.
Okay. Now, in ancestry, I almost see it like just before people pass on, everybody in the whole line just keeps sweeping all the material they didn't finish to the next generation. Now we have to decide what's ours to work with and what isn't. And you know, there's kind of a – and then we also – I think there is something to spiritual systems that we always bless the ancestors, because that helps our life get better and we can get into the strengths rather than the weaknesses of them. So let's just go ahead. So this is also for you, Carolyn, and other people who have this, which is everybody on the call mostly. Okay, so let's just kind of let everything kind of go into its divine order, what you're working on first. Because especially for sensitive people, we're picking up on all of it, even though it may not be what is next for you. You know, like we're kind of being overwhelmed in the tsunami of stuff. Now, that's one of the reasons I want people to kind of journal what kind of came up this week, because that's something, you know, you'll know when you're done with it, because it will not come up again. And you'll know, you know, and sometimes we'll just cycle out. We make the choice, I'm going to, you know, bookmark you and come back to you later. And no worry, it will always come back if you're not done. This is how it works. So keep loving all these parts. All right. So some parts of you, I feel worry, and I want to see whose worry that is. That's somebody else's worry. So let me relieve you of that worry. And then all the parts of yourself that you're holding that don't belong to you, let's just turn that over. I think some of what happens to you is it all comes down at once, like you're seeing the whole thing at once. Just before the tsunami, I was getting everybody's pain at once. I knew something with water was happening. I knew the general area, and I felt a bit like Cassandra, like nobody was feeling what I was feeling that was about to happen that I knew, and I really did connect with everybody. And I recognized about halfway through it that this was something that was going to happen, and I was not going to be able to change it. My job was just to work with the souls that were about to lose them, you know, their life. And extraordinarily painful for me at the time. I really had to change. That's when I started the New Earth work, because that was just not a survivable, sustainable way to live. And I knew sensitive people were going to start doing that everywhere. Now, that's one of the reasons we do the New Earth. But when I'm talking about that sweeping forward, I'm sensitive in the way things happen for people as they transition in and out. And you are very sensitive right now to that ancestral material and all the patterns associated with it. And it's kind of extreme when it all sort of gets swept up in you. It's at your doorstep and you're supposed to do something with it, or you feel like you are. And it's not in any discernible order. So let's just sort of disentangle all the parts of it that are confusing There we go. And send everything in the right order for you so that you can start dealing with the overwhelm. So can you work with overwhelm first for me?
Yes.
Okay, because I think I've cleaned it enough that you'll be able to get into the overwhelm. And I want to continue to strengthen you with your medical support so they become friends and support to you. You know what I mean? Like, this is all for the for your best good. Let's keep
right.
doing that.
Yeah, because I also didn't realize when I got the, when they decided they needed to do the biopsy, at first they just sort of ignored it, and then I started to really get scared. And, you know, so, and then I think that was sort of the precipice for the rest of everything that happened at the end of May and then June, and now we're here. So it was just, it was weird that I felt, you know, that I was scared about it, that I realized, and I was really trying to ignore the fear of that. And
yes.
how if,
yes.
if I was scared and I thought that it might be, and I even don't like saying the word, but that if it could be cancer, like
right.
what that would mean about who I really am and that I'm not doing any of this right. You
oh,
know?
Boy.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of material there, right? So
yes.
let's start with self-blame if we get sick, that we're somehow
that's
not
good.
A good spiritual person. Okay, so
yeah.
let's work on that. That's a real self-flagellation. I mean, probably what got
yeah.
you there in the first place. Now we're going to beat yourself up for there, and then you're never going to get out of it. So let's just keep loving that part that goes into blame if you get ill. Okay,
yeah.
now let's go into the support so we get the right signals going and what's exactly right for you, because I want that to be working just fine for you. Because if you're self-flagellating, blaming, denying, suppressing, it goes on longer. That's all
right.
part of resistance.
And that's exactly where I am. And I just realized, what was it, like yesterday or the day before, I go, oh, I'm resisting. And I was like,
yes.
oh. I was like,
that's a beautiful insight. Yeah, so that's sort of like with my lady for 10 years. I mean, I knew,
right.
I had the whole story right there in 5 seconds. But I chose suffering for 10 years. So,
right.
so you always get to choose. We always get to choose.
Yeah.
And so let's go ahead and go into that part of resistance. And so resistance can be so automatic. We often don't
yeah.
know we're in it. And that's why we have all these labels, denial, forgetting, all these things that we do. And suppressing is really a good one. Pretending it's not happening, you know, all
yeah.
of that. So just keep loving all the parts of yourself that are set up so we can just let that go. Because what you want stronger is not the ability to suppress. What you want stronger is the mind of equanimity, allowing this, you know, just like, you know, you're like a mother just bringing in the child that just needs to be held for a while. And you're bringing that child back to truth. You're bringing that wounded part back to heal. You're bringing it back to your strength. You're bringing it back to wholeness. And so you can get happy when you see that. It's not that you're creating it. You're really not. Because when you have love with the big L, you know, that's unconditional. So we're in that energy that's stronger than, you know, your ability to recreate patterns. All right. So for those of you who keep falling into the little L, and I know that's very easy to do. Let's raise that energy. And this is our practice of oneness, being at one with everything that happens. And just going back to that woman I was talking about, I can't even remember her first name, but I will never forget her face or her lipstick color. And I don't know why, but I'll never forget that. So I see her. I could tell you every mannerism she had. So was that a story of her transformation, or was that a story of her coming in to
right.
and doing certain things to get other people to learn something? And
right.
we never really know what's the story behind things. We just let things sort of show up. You know, what do people volunteer to do to teach a whole lot of other people? So take the lesson and we can let go of the judgment and just go into this. And that also is our self-judgment, our self-hatred, our way that we split and cut ourselves up. Okay, so I'm going into all those places you've done that, the split and cut yourself up. And this is also people who need surgeries over and over and over again, you will almost always find split and cut yourself up in there. Okay,
really?
Let's go in. Okay, very good. It was just a pleasure to talk to you today.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. 613.
Hi, Sherry. It's Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just woke up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really powerful. I had a question that I completely forgot what it was. So, you kind of know what we've been going through. I mean, is there anything that you could see or do?
Okay, well, let's look at it now. Okay, so expand out for both of you. Both of you are kind of like holding the energy in a little bit. Like let it kind of expand out. And I don't mean expand out and make it diffused. I mean let the strength be everywhere. Be a multiplier of strength. Of love with a big L. Did you sleep through that part or did you hear it?
No, I heard the big L. Yeah, the last part.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, very, very good. Okay, very nice. And then if you want to sing, you know, a Dolly Parton song, you can do it. I've been playing in my head all the time since I've been back in the mainland more. It's like all the music that used to play when I was here is like in my head. So, but my story this morning always reminds me of like the country western song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've been there the same way that you were describing about that. That was a good story.
Okay, good, good. All right. Yeah, just, you know, we never know what we're going to learn from. So we're going to expand the front, the back, above. It looks like you're both running a similar energy. Are you comfortable together right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. It's a calming energy. So here's what I would say. The part of each of you that sort of numbs, let's go ahead and love that part. Numbing is a way to protect. That should be a relatively easy integration. It's difficult to be in real joy when we're numb.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we numb ourselves to behave a certain way.
Yeah, we're waiting right now for the scan to come back.
Okay. Let's go to all of our reactions to the scan. And however it comes out, it's easy. The part of you that doesn't believe in ease, love that. Okay, so Colleen, the next step is all those memories from other deaths.
Mm-hmm.
You're about 25-28% through that. Keep going. Keep loving. Bigger L. Okay, so where you numbed again. Go back to the numb. Sometimes we think we can protect ourselves from pain, and you know how long we experience pain is often quite optional, and suffering is always optional. So the part of you that remembers the option. How are you doing?
Better. I'm shaking a little bit inside. I could feel it.
Yeah. You kind of numbed out to get through. So in moments that you can, I want you to keep integrating, keep integrating, keep integrating. And we'll have support for you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hi, Sherry. It's Kate.
Kate, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing much, much better. I'm trying to not let these things have the power to upset me and trying not to react and
good.
That kind of thing.
Good.
But I feel, yeah, and I definitely feel like I've shifted and just realized that big pattern of trying to save money in
mm-hmm.
the short term can really lose a lot of money and stress and sanity and stuff like that in the long
right.
term. So I'm trying
right.
to clear that pattern.
Let's integrate that pattern because that's your pattern. Just keep loving that. Keep loving that. You got a lot of wisdom in there, Kate. It's going to show up. Okay, so the part of you that resists that integration, keep loving.
Yeah, like I feel like inside of me there's like a big shift that wants to happen right now or like a healing,
yes.
but I don't know for what. Like it's hard to even articulate
yes.
what to me. You can just kind of sense it energetically.
Yes. So here's your pattern, right? You know the pattern, you know, the Nantucket pattern. But then the other pattern is something that seems even juicier that you'd rather do, right? I want you to integrate both of them because I want you to get back to neutral because the pattern is wanting to move on from the pain before we completely resolve it. Because when we resolve it, we evolve. Okay, here we go.
So does that mean like the resistance to me that I haven't done that malpractice lawsuit from all the surgery pain I went through? And it's almost at the end of the statute of limitations where then there's no... you know, then I lose the ability to do that. But it was really hard for me. I just kept pushing it off and thinking, you know, I have 2.5 years. And now it's at the end of the 2.5 years by like weeks or days. And so
the most important thing is to keep integrating it. And I don't know what day your last day is, but integrate right up until that moment. So you're going to integrate that. You're going to integrate this housing situation, which has happened over and over again. And then part of you that's looking for a savior. And I know you think it's that savior for you is kind of a romantic partner, but I want to just keep loving that part. You have a lot to integrate right now and it's beautiful.
And is the Nantucket one just the victim of letting people take advantage and
it's the trust and verify. This is what it is for you. This is what it is. The innocence finds someone who sort of knows you a little bit as a mark, but kind of thinks you're an easy person. And your innocence shows up and wants to have faith and trust in other people and believe in humanity. But you're wired to put that trust in the people who may not be able to deliver it back. And in fact, the pattern is that they won't. So that's why this happens over and over again. Because I think we've talked about houses in several states now of what has happened. You know, so this is a repeat pattern. So we want to keep loving. We want to keep loving the part that trusts before verification. So that's an innocent trust without your wisdom involved. So it's the same thing in anything, trust and verify. We do that with spouses even, trust and verify.
I mean, I did like a little verify, like the websites and all the different businesses that this Candyman caretaker had. So I thought that they were legitimate, and he, you know, knew people that my friend there knows. And so I thought, like, from all the businesses he had, he would never do something like completely.
Right. Well, and internet may or may not be true. But here's the other thing about the verification. So there's verification, like doing that search, but it's also where do you need to get into that? So one way that we work on this, so I'm going kind of deep with you, but I think you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is you feel the childlike part that doesn't see any, you see all the positive, but you don't see their weaknesses. And so as an example, when I hire someone, I usually know their strengths and weaknesses pretty fast. And I have to decide, am I going to be able to manage the weakness that they're going to be bringing to the table, is that going to be triggering me? So I kind of figure out what the triggers are. Now, in one way, that's beautiful because they're giving me an ability to go ahead and integrate and work on my triggers. But there's some places I don't want to work on my triggers. So I don't want that in my business. I want my business to be clean from that as much as possible. I'd rather get that material in life outside of my business. I want to be really neutral with money. And so I bring in very neutral situations. I neutralize myself to get that. So I don't get hyped about opportunities. I notice things that feel good and light and easy and beautiful. And I also notice things that are heavy and dark and difficult, and they're both needing to integrate so I can get into that neutral state. And when you're handling money, particularly large sums of money, small sums of money, no matter what you're having to work with, you want to be neutral. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So all from the new opportunity, all from the old one, all of it. So just keep loving, keep loving, keep integrating, and let those insights show up, because you're about to get to that place where those insights show up. And you know that you're avoiding integration when you feel like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to do this. So you have to know
like
enough writing of the other.
And all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to get all that to help support and build you. But then when you get strong, you want to be able to get that handled. So let's strengthen all the wise woman in you.
And when you say integrate, just the loving those parts, is that what I think?
Yes,
about
you're very good at accepting, hearing, and knowing those parts. But integrating fully requires feeling all of it and holding that love. So this is what we do. Okay, we go from our divine wisdom, that feminine equanimity, and then we shift our identity to that part that feels victimized. Then we shift back into the divinity, and then we shift to the part that feels victimized. And we travel that road back and forth enough that it's so recognizable. We notice it. We almost roll our eyes. Oh, not you again. And then finally, we get to that material that we're able to really, really feel it. And then we're not reacting anymore. We're able to really love it. So when we're and you kind of know, you have like a childhood aspect that tries to protect you, and you run into that childhood identity sometimes. So you want to keep loving her in the big L way, not the indulgent way, the big L way. So this is true for the housing, the money management, who you trust, and that inner child that never was recognized and was neglected. Now, all of that is your material, and that little girl is what is creating all of this other. There is a very wise woman in there, and she's doing everything she can to get your attention through all of this other. And the person that's going to be like the part that's like the wonderful savior type person is you. Let's go ahead and strengthen that for you and everybody else on the call. So this cautious is fear of losing can make us lose. And that innocence of trusting without that deep you know, we know the outside verification, but also that inner verification. All of those two, those things are all coming in. And that part that felt victimized and taken advantage of through the surgeries, you want to just keep working that. So we're going to continue to run that energy for you through the whole program.
Okay.
How are you feeling at this moment?
Better, like a funny feeling, like I can't articulate, sort of not a sadness, but not a happiness. It's like a weird, maybe sort of a sadness or sort of just a longing for, I don't know.
Longing for?
For just all to be healed and I don't know, or just, I guess maybe just like a little bit of a sadness that I can't figure out where it's coming from.
Longing is always a spiritual truth trying to come to light. And that's where the longing is, you know, longing is a very different type of energy. That longing is always longing for our spiritual empowerment, but we are projecting it outside of ourselves. We do that in relationships and we do that with all kinds of things. So let's go ahead and invite all the parts of you that long for it to be over back in.
And it can still be over someday, right?
So needing it to be over is definitely not neutral. That's the part of you that says, I don't want to really do this work. I'm not sure I really believe it's going to be on the other side. You're kind of wanting a magical solution. But the magical solution is the big L and loving these parts. And you don't really believe how fast this can happen yet. But I'm assuring you that it will once you get all this motor rolling. So let's just keep going. Let's keep going. You set yourself up by giving away. I think I've told the story before, maybe not in this group, where it's almost like you give the innocent, powerful love of you like a golden goose. I call it a golden goose. I imagine this most powerful, amazing part of yourself. You hand it over to someone else. And this is the projection part. And you expect them to return it to you, reflect it back to you, so you can see how wonderful they are and how wonderful you are. This is actually what passes for romantic love. And we often feel like they don't know what to do with that golden goose. They either run away with it or they don't know how to act with it or they're overwhelmed by it because they're not really programmed to handle that. And that's how this is when we project power or energy or love on another. So you always want to return to yourself that part of you that gave that away. You want to keep pulling that back in to get that back in your core. Now, part of what comes back, you have, I'm giving you just a ton of information, so please listen to this recording.
Yes, I know. Anytime.
This bitterness that you equate with feminine power, and it sends you back into the child part of you. There's a bitterness that you equate with feminine power. So I want to keep loving that.
Is that just because my mother was mean?
Is your mother bitter?
Sometimes she would either be loving or suddenly shift to be really cruel.
Yeah. So that would be your rejection of feminine empowerment.
Okay.
Let's love all the parts of yourself that experience that.
And that's why, is that maybe why I think that a man can help the situation? Like when I asked this caretaker for help, I was at a really scared point because this couple
right.
had tried to move into the apartment. So I was like, oh my gosh, I need help. And he was there.
Exactly.
And so that's why
this is another way we give away the golden goose. Here. I need you to take care of me.
And not think
baby,
he could
baby,
do
baby.
Something worse than they did.
Of course, because that's the pattern. So the pattern is that innocent part of me trusts where it's not really trustworthy. And so healing the pattern is another form of verification because now you've healed it. So now when you look at people, you'll kind of know well, I'm insightful. I see their strengths and weaknesses. Is this going to kind of work? And I've definitely verified, and I've done all that I can do. And I'm checking my pattern. Is this like my innocent, glowing part that's making this choice that's kind of not very grounded? So let's go ahead and keep loving your part that did that. I think your story is a really good female journey story. And a lot of that is the maturation of the divine feminine within. And when we start projecting things out, we're empowering the horizontal pathways of our connection. And we're denying our own empowerment because we don't recognize it. You recognize it by seeing it through men who you empower. Go ahead and bring it back. It's also the innocent child's way of trying to resolve the dad pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't believe you do this, but other people do this by fighting with other people, fighting or trying to overpower another person or provoke them into giving us the same pain that we got from our father. And they know how or they wouldn't be with you. They got the codes. They got the trigger codes when you met. Everyone exchanges trigger codes in relationships.
Wow.
So when we get these codes, we know exactly when to, you know, they're like little bombs in our energy system. And then we learn, this is the beauty of relationship. We learn, no matter how much pain is there, we learn how to diffuse those triggers. And we do it not, we can deny them. We have that option. We can say, I'm done with you, trigger. Go fly around Jupiter for a while. And it'll come back, you know, this lifetime, next month, four lifetimes from now. But it will come back. But your other option is to keep loving through it. The other thing people do is they love some of it. They get through a few layers of the onion, but they don't get all the way through. They're not ready for that yet. But it will come back and you'll do it again. Sort of that eating the elephant thing. So I want you to keep... of all the things I've said to you, Kate, I want you to believe that you are a wise woman. And I want you to start letting that wise woman grid system start being your identity.
I almost bring tears to my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, everything else is a distraction, an avoidance of that. Okay, working with you and everybody in the group for this, and the men in our group, we're also working with it with your divine feminine.
And can my divine,
yeah, go ahead.
Can my divine loving feminine, like almost like nurture and hold the little girl
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. She's going to mother in a way that you have never experienced in your life. She has the codes for that. So this is when you set aside all the codes for all the, you know, the patterns, all those grids, and you empower that truth just to keep growing and growing and growing. So you're loving as it comes. You're loving everything that comes up, fear, denial, shame, all of it. And you just keep loving it. And they'll become more and more automatic. That's why, you know, this is the truth of you. And it's not a far off truth. It's a near truth. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk
thank
to you.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Lots of love to you and everyone on the call.
Thank you. Okay, we're talking to Sweden.
Hi, Sherry. It's Anna-Karin.
Anna-Karin, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for a marvelous call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you could check in with me if there's anything special that's in the way of getting into or finding my powers.
Okay. there is right now kind of a protection energy around your core. So I'm going to just move, kind of exchange some of that energy for, so all of us have defenses. So this is another important thing that I hope that you re-listen to this call and start getting all the material out of it, everyone on the call. But we all have defenses, and defenses are part of resistance. And so, and we, you know, we have very good reasons why we develop those defenses. So the first thing we have to do is upgrade in time. Do I need these defenses now for the same reasons I needed them then? The answer is always no. So when you're ready to say, no, I don't, I want you just to shake it out. Just as we were talking about the beach blanket, just sort of shake it out and reset for strength, joy, empowerment, discernment, and let those defenses start melting. Defenses come up, show up in many ways. Pain in the body, body weight, body swelling. Sometimes illness is a defense because you don't have to be strong if you're ill. And sometimes, you know, autoimmune disease is the way that we beat ourselves up. I'm talking to everyone in the group now. So let's go to the pattern of caution that has us in a partial life. Because we can't really trust. So there's so many ways this works. One is we trust everybody, whether they deserve it or not. And we let them enter our life and let them cause all kind of turmoil. Or we trust no one and nobody ever gets in. Let's go into the parts that trust no one and no one can ever get in. Because you'll be safe forever. So I shift my cautiousness to self-love. I shift my cautiousness to discernment. Each and every day, I'm getting a little bit better. All the places I feel like I'm not good enough or I can't really emerge from this shell is getting better every single day. I'm teaching myself every day how to emerge and how to be in the world without being afraid of it. Okay, so there's what I called out there, which meaning what started to leave, was the part of you that feels a little madness about the world. That's just so untrustworthy. And of course, there's many untrustworthy things about the world. Let's go ahead and love the part that feels, you know, madness about it. Like a little insanity about it. She's very ready to integrate. So I'm holding this with you. So this is an exaggerated, probably exaggerated way she works in her life, but she's a little anxious all the time. She runs around relocking the door and double checking all the windows and staying up at night, you know, what the heck is going to happen next? And she won't quite rest because she's so alarmed. And it's made her a little crazy. I'm going to love her and soothe her, telling her at this moment, we do not need to be that way. In this moment, there's no call for this behavior. But I understand where it came from, and I'm loving you better every single day. The other thing she does is she sort of shrinks in and disconnects from that spiritual support, that divine masculine. Some of her still has a punishing belief, you know, the old God idea. Let's go ahead and love that part. It's not quite trusting there's a new way for support to be there. the part of you that experienced helpfulness as evil, expecting everyone to always turn on you. Expecting destruction if you let anybody really in. Let's go to the part that feels destroyed. We're loving that part that's sort of really feeling deep pain. She's counting all of her wounds and scars. So this counting is a continuous thing in the field. We're just going to love this part that's remembering, that we'll never forget. It's okay that you do not forget, but let's move it to where it's deactivated in the field so that you can move it from knowing, understanding, you know, what happened. So you're not in denial anymore, but there's still like this trauma about it, like this rawness about it. So it's this love through this rawness. She also has a pattern of a wise woman emerging with no support at all. So let's go ahead. So I think she really believes in her strength. She doesn't know how to accept support. So let's go ahead and go to all the parts of yourself that you reached for support and it let you down. I need to stay with this one. I mean, there's many juicy ones in this, but I want to stay with this one in particular. Okay, I've got her rawest part right now. I'm holding her.
That was a lot.
She has very intense grief. She's not completely integrated, though, and I'm going to take you a bit further, so let's stay with it.
Okay.
This is what I want you to recognize, the option to take it further until it completely turns into light. She just got it, that she didn't have to be there. So I'm going to stay with it. She's letting go of the pattern now. We're collapsing that. I got a vision for you.
Okay.
So we did an awful lot of energy work here, but do you know how you go to a light and you like twist a light bulb in so there's light above you?
Yeah.
I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's sometimes funny things are very helpful. So you have a pattern of disconnecting from support. So anytime you're feeling like a little vagueness, or like a heaviness in your head, I want you to kind of reach up and turn on that light bulb, like you're screwing it in. And this would be like reconnecting with the part of yourself that easily shuts down. So I'm moving out aspects that help you shut that down. And we're clearing it out, dusting it off, and letting that light really shine. And go ahead and right now allow that strength to bring in the divine masculine support. Can you take a little more? Anna Karen, can you take a little more?
Hang on. Well, I can to get it in.
You can't.
I can't. I'm trying.
I know. Trying. Okay, so let's integrate the part that's trying. The part that's trying is so used to the protection, right?
Okay.
So just love the part that's trying. The part that expects it to betray you.
Yeah, I can feel I'm trying, but I'm at the same time giving it up.
Giving it up. Okay. Yeah. Just love the part that's giving it up. What's coming up now?
It's coming in, I think.
It is. You're good. All right, let's go. All right, very good. So just layer by layer until you'll immediately recognize the pattern. Oh, you know, I'm trying so hard. So if flipping the switch doesn't work, just reach up and screw in the light bulb above, you know, until you laugh about it enough so you're very automatic about it, and it will just come in for support. And so, again, this is the other part. So all of us are working on this. The wretched part that can't survive without, you know, Big Daddy in the sky versus the divine partnership between your soul and your spirit. And we're all shifting that paradigm together, all of us. And we are, you know, we're kind of leading this. A lot of people understand what the divine masculine is, but really that partnership with divine feminine, really getting those two together is something we can conceptualize or not actually knowing how to work it. And just kind of getting that integration just better for everybody. There we go. Okay, so there's more. So I'm going to work with you, you know, after the call today. There are several of you I'll be working with after the call through the energy shift that we're going to be doing. But just keep letting that expand and let that dance be there between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Sometimes I imagine them swimming together like fish in the ocean or dolphins. Sometimes I imagine it like a tango dance. You know, whatever it is that makes you smile, that's what you want to get to, that sense of gratitude that the divinity is now not separate anymore. It's working in wholeness. And this is part of the control center. So you have a wholeness on several levels. And here's another one. The more I talk, the better you're getting at. I'm starting to get chills. You're getting better and better at this. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. +44.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. This is Kathy here.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. I'm really loving the call. It's amazing stuff that you've covered today, and I love the story about the woman, and I could so resonate with how you felt about it. Really.
Good.
But then I could feel, as you talk more on it, it really brought tears to my eyes later because I resonated with it so much, and then I softened around it.
Oh,
but the reason that I'm calling is because, you know, I had my accident this week and I fell over and I broke my wrist. And I'm just wondering, do you have any insight or sort of perspective on what it's about for me, please?
Sure. So part of it is trust, you know, because hands and wrists are that part that, you know, we're trusting. We're distressed. I think you said it in the email to me that it's about more of the left side, the trust.
Yeah.
We're talking about the handedness and the left, the divine feminine coming in.
Yes.
But some of you is a little cautious about your plan.
So
I want you to love the part that's cautious, because sometimes when we break bones, I mean, this is really the foundation of us, our bones. We want to keep integrating everything that comes out of that material. So that's the cautious. that's the part of you that's saying, it's not slow down to stop. It's slow down to really integrate all of this material. And there's very few things that you're going to miss out on life that wouldn't get better by improving something. So did you not say in an email that you got a little lost in a town too?
Yes, I got all, I got lost, so I was a little bit disorientated.
Right, right.
A little bit, you know, like when you get, a bit jangled, really, I suppose. Yeah, and then it was very, very bright light outside, and then I went into somewhere that was dark and looked up to where I was going and not down to the ground. So then I missed this giant step.
And then you broke your wrist?
Yeah, and then I broke my wrist by slamming onto the ground. But
you know,
I was
that's
going
very
to...
interesting because out of two times I broke bones in my life. One, I was really young. The other one, I wasn't as young, but I was in that high, happy space.
Yes,
we're in the total light, and it's almost like the divine feminine says, hey, wait a minute here, you're about integrating, not the high happy stuff. It's not that they're both not true, because I found it kind of depressing about, or broke a bone about that, but it was really about the part of my soul saying, okay, but you didn't come here to just be the high, happy out-of-body girl. You're really good at that, but that's not why you're here. You came to integrate and do all this other stuff. And so for you, I think some of it is your plan. I'm just going to share it so people understand what we're talking
that's
about.
Fine, yeah.
You're going to sell your house, move to a different town, you know, move to a different – so the moving to a new town in the way that you're planning on moving in a new town is like moving to a new state of consciousness with a different set of stimulation. It's actually like leaving one life behind and starting another.
Yes.
We can't leave
That's
a life
true.
Behind until we integrate all of it and that new state of consciousness that you're moving into.
Yeah.
Both of these things are asking for you to be prepared to move, and breaking the radius is unfortunately one of those ways that the soul gets our attention to make sure that we've cleared everything. The amount of material that came out of me when I fractured my shoulder was unbelievable because, you know, it's pain, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also, how did you feel? I mean, did I wake up, did I get up off the ground with my arm hanging 3 inches down lower than my other one laughing about it? No, I did not. and so I had a lot of trust that I needed to work with.
I do know I have a thing with trust, trusting the universe, because I've had so many accidents and injuries over my years. That's one of the things that was worrying me, because I seem to be in an injury loop.
Right.
And I make an effort to go out and get fit, and everybody says, oh, you need to get fit. And I go, and then I just seem to injure myself quite easily.
And when you injure yourself, are you always in that high, happy space?
I'm in different spaces. I'm often happy, when I'm doing, say, like go to an exercise class, and I don't push myself, I extend myself, but I'll do something. Like I pulled a muscle just being in relaxation in yoga and sneezing or coughing.
Uh-huh.
And then that went on for weeks, so it was really... really hurting in my back because I pulled something. And it's like, I don't understand why, you know?
Okay, let's go to why is this happening to me? So let's integrate the why.
Frustration, like wanting to sort of move forward. And the day I had this accident this week, I'd gone for a lovely walk after I'd exhausted myself at sort of cleaning my house for somebody to come and look at it. And then I went for a walk somewhere beautiful to be in nature. And I found myself flapping my arms like wings, just instinctively, and on the way up and on the way down. And then it felt so odd because now I feel like a little bird with a sort of broken wing.
Yeah. Okay, let's breathe in that integration of the little bird with the broken wing. So it's wanting to be that high, happy bird that easily expands and accepts that different circumstance, but some part of you isn't quite there yet. And she's the one who slowed you down. So let's love that part. And she's got messages for you. She truly does, Kathy. I had to love her.
How will she reveal these messages?
Keep loving.
Me?
Get the big L in there. Keep loving her. Look her right. Just look right into her. Mm. Nervous. Not sure she'll be accepted in her new place. There's also something about how other people might treat her. I don't know if you've consciously thought that, but there is something there.
Yes, I have thought that,
So that's what is asking you to prepare to go. Because when you go to a new area, you want to be not a fake strong, but, you know, an open-hearted real self. And so that means, you know, not forcing, you know, because there's a difference between power and force, right? Your empowerment, you know, can hold your heart and your wisdom and your force, you know, actually, you know, bothers everybody else. So you're kind of like trying to figure out how you will present your new self there. So you're growing into this new consciousness there. And the wrist break, you know, is kind of saying you can't hold some of the things you're holding right now in order to make this move. So let's just stay with this loving all of this material. Some more things are going to come up, but you're on your way. So I think everything's kind of in an order of integration here. So it's not just about talking yourself into loving your new space. It's about getting into the consciousness of a person who moves. And being there. So it's almost like you become who you are you know, as things shift.
I think at the moment I'm beginning to think I don't know who I am right now, actually.
Well, and that's beautiful. And how can you when you're about to become something you've never been before?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm not at all sure.
Right. So let's love the uncertainty. Because that divine masculine we spoke about earlier is there to support all those parts of you building that strength and letting go of the things that keep you from being that. To all the things you were hanging on with and to, right?
Yeah.
So the other thing I'm going to say is be fearless in how many integrations you do. You know, like just keep doing them. And you don't, and as one happens and you feel, you know, that light of that, just allow the next one to show up. And so when we start judging it and evaluating it rather than experiencing it, that's another way to resist it. So you want to stay with that part that's just allowing and loving.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll send a little boost for your wrist healing, too.
Thank you very much indeed, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, did we lose 905? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Another Kathy.
Hi.
Yes. Sorry, my voice has gone funny during this call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm noticing throughout the call that a lot of the participants have the same pattern, so that's great and very insightful.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, what I'm wondering is I am in a... Everyone around me, all my friends and my family, they tell me that I'm a very powerful, strong, wise woman.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I am stuck in not being able to move forward. I keep getting in this loop, and I, as you notice with my email, it's been a long time. Like I've noticed this pattern for 38 years.
Right.
And it's overwhelming. It's suffocating. I do not feel authentic, and I feel like I'm just going through the motions of life. So this is not a good place to be, and I'm just wondering what pattern is keeping me stuck.
The first one is suppression. So let's go to the part of you that suppresses your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
The hiding.
Hiding, very much so.
Deflecting responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we hang out in people that with people who are at different places than we are, we kind of pretend to be less than who we are to kind of fit in and to make them, to not make them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a defensive sort of thing. Let's sort of love all the parts of you that did that. Lots of grids in that, so we'll start collapsing them. So we're going to have to go into this 38-year deal and how you feel about 38 years. In what you did in 38 years. So, of course, there's going to be emotion in that, and I'm going to love all the parts of yourself that feel pissed off about that.
Really pissed off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Gloria Steinem that said, you know, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off? Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And it's well said, because you got to go through the emotions and the reactions to accept the truth. These are all the places we were blind. And when you get completely through it, it won't. The 38 years will not bother you. It'll just be a wealth of information, just a library of truth. But we don't feel like that in the beginning, and we don't want to force that feeling. We want to get into just taking care of the parts of yourself that need that nourishing flow. So I want to go to the part of yourself that resists a nourishing flow for yourself, because you're kind of confused about your identity and what nourishing and loving is for you.
Yeah.
So let's get that big L in there, that big unconditional love. Okay, so like there's a big part of resistance coming up now, and you're ready to release it. So let's. So the unconditional love helps us integrate, sync up, and synthesize. And through that process, we become very wise. And through that process, we do use our power. So the acknowledgement of your understanding of that is starting to shine through. Was there some part of you that wanted to strangle somebody recently?
Yes.
Let's love that part. Love our homicidal tendencies.
I really wasn't going to, but I felt like.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. So,
nice
of course, that under book. That, the feeling, you know, betrayed, out of control, disoriented,
yeah.
Displaced, abused, taken for granted,
mm-hmm.
Not cared for
granted.
Well. Now, there's quite a bit and not cared for well. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Betrayed and not taken care of. Yeah.
Betrayed, absolutely betrayed. So one of the tough lessons in life is sometimes we learn that how we would take care of someone else isn't the way that they would take care of us. So this is like that whole golden goose thing. Well, this is how I would do it for you. So I expect you to do it for me that way. Here it is. Here's my golden goose. Please give it back to me. Yeah, and they're running around with your golden goose. They don't know what to do with your golden goose. But you don't have it, and they don't know how to use it, and there you are. So go ahead and pull all the energy back of the expectation that was unfulfilled. I don't know why I called it a golden goose, but it's sort of a fairy tale image, something very valuable, all made of gold.
Yes.
Okay, let's love that. You're coming into it. Through this process, you're going to hold it well. You're going to be that powerful woman that that everyone can see, but you couldn't quite, and you'll actually show up with a few more pieces. And then you'll get mad again, and then you'll go into that, and you'll reintegrate that, and then you'll hold the new power. And this is the stair-step way to your evolution. Okay. So all this resolving, this integrating will evolve you. There will be a moment where you will not care that it was 38 years. I want you to know that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One thing my young daughter, she is very, very wise and incredibly wise. She said to me yesterday, why the concern about money? What really is money?
Yeah.
What really is money? What does it mean to you? Because I told you about the situation,
mm-hmm.
that everything I thought was there isn't there.
Right.
Difficult.
So for you, it's security, right? Some of this
yes.
is security and how, a way that you think of yourself. I've told many versions of the sort of story before, but when I have traveled, I've kind of have a bit of a historical interest in people who lost everything and had to start over, and how some people stayed in their downward spiral and some people were in their downward spiral for a very short period of time, and they immediately started accumulating more and getting back on the same level that they were before. So everywhere that your level was a false trust and a false security, you're going to integrate that. What do you think is secure, and who actually is your source, and who is the caretaker of that source? That's, of course, the ultimate step that we're talking about here.
Myself.
And that is absolutely the truth. You don't want to fake the integration. Take as many steps as it takes. Go through the onions as many times as you need to. But when you get to that, I am my security. My source is not this other person or even the job. And I know how to make money. I did it before. I'll do it again. And since I did it before, I'm even faster at it. And I'm getting better and better at this every day. Here we go.
And I totally know that deep within. I know that.
Good.
I know that. And quite honestly, everything material in my life doesn't mean anything at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to walk away from all of that. But
mm-hmm.
I just don't know how.
Okay, well, you don't have to know the how yet.
Okay.
The how is a confusing thing when you're building power for something. So
mm-hmm.
just sort of know who you are and let that security kind of increase and expand in your field. Let that knowing who your source is, knowing what the security is, knowing your skills, being able to reflect that, just sort of let that just be in the world, just let that be, because you sort of sold yourself short to stay where you are and not make waves. Now you're just kind of letting it all be. There's no reason to hold back anymore. And then just integrate the little details that come up, the betrayal, occasional homicidal tendencies, all normal in the situation, and just keep loving and loving and loving. And you don't want to deny any of it, because that just slows you down. The story of my woman earlier, I have no idea how she did that fast. I've decided she must be a magnificent being to be able to do it that fast. But she didn't carry any of that.
No, and that's
and
exactly
we have,
like this person. He doesn't carry any of that at all. But why am I so afraid of that person?
You are afraid?
I'm afraid of that person.
Afraid of what?
That he can turn on me.
What's the worst thing he could do?
Oh,
gosh. Just physical.
Harm you?
Mm-hmm.
Has he harmed you before?
A long time ago. Not recently.
Okay.
I think more to the point is it goes back to really digging deep into the finances that he's deteriorated everything. I think that's, so really, what can he do more?
Well, and that's something you always have to neutralize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're afraid of illness, we have to integrate the absolute worst.
Yeah.
And it's the same here. So if he's taken away all your money, the next thing he could take away is your life.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, in some ways you believe that because you feel like you stole some of your life.
Yeah.
So you need to integrate all of that. Just keep integrating all that material. And of course, if you ever believe that it is an unsafe situation, you must immediately leave.
Okay.
Okay. That's not a spiritual test. You know, you don't stand in the middle of a freeway as a spiritual test.
No.
And you don't stay in an unsafe
no.
situation as a spiritual
no.
test. They're interesting. You could do it, but you don't have to, okay?
Right.
So let's go ahead and strengthen this part of you and neutralize. Let's bring in all the parts that are scared. And we're also afraid of the desperate person. We're running the energy for that now. Very good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take good care of yourself.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me.
Who's me?
How are you? It's Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne. You got something in the background
hey.
There?
I do. It's a blow dryer.
Oh.
Is it going to interrupt our... Yeah.
Are you getting your hair done?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
There's commitment, hair, and call.
I know, right? Exactly.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
And then if the blow dryer starts again, we'll go ahead and neutral, you know, we'll mute you. So tell me again what's going
okay.
on.
Sure. I was looking at trigger patterns, like kind of with me and my husband.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see about kind of like, I don't know, like I think I feel when he's not always present, so that triggers me. Or he's not kind of that, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay, I know where we're going with this one, so I'm going to mute you. And
okay.
then feel free to send me an email later. So we're going to mute you so we're not listening to your blow dryer. Okay, so let's go to this trigger of him sort of like not noticing you, not paying attention to you, not knowing how to give to you in a way that you kind of expect. Now, that trigger pattern is, of course, very common in relationships, but that doesn't mean that it's not a powerful learning tool. So for that, what we would do is we'd bring into our heart that aspect of ourselves that feels that you're not getting enough. And we're going to love the part that feels like it's not getting enough or not getting her needs met. Okay, let's breathe on that. People love in different ways. Some people will love by doing certain things that you don't even know how to appreciate. And we all come in with certain expectations. So we're going to love our what we can appreciate and what we cannot. And we're going to love with a big L. And we're going to bring in that part of ourselves that has expectations. So expectations, appreciation, when you didn't feel appreciated and your expectations brought on pain, that's a lot. I can feel it. And you're not the only one doing this, Roxanne. Okay, so now we're going to go to where do we really feel that unconditional love from? So this is kind of a reversing out. This is a true spiritual shift. when you go from the expectation of someone else to love you in a transactional way, or to love you the way an unconditional parent would. So we want to go ahead and bring in and reconnect that aspect of ourself looking for love. And we want to go to where we're not looking anymore, integrating the looking part, and we're experiencing the expansion of unconditional love. We do that really well. You don't expect anything from anyone anymore. And then from that space, you can decide how you feel about your relationship. Just breathe. Okay, I know you're getting your hair blown dry. But for when you check on yourself later, when you re-listen to this, this is a good call to re-listen to, people. There's a ton of information in here. Okay, we'll just go ahead and keep loving. Okay, we're going to take one more caller. A05.
Oh, Sherry, it's Vicki calling.
Hey, Vicki.
Hey, oh, I agree. This call is just so chock-filled with wisdom and magic, magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
and I could relate to several callers. The thing that I wanted to see if there's anything up to integrate has to do with my defenses, my caution, mm-hmm. or my feeling less than.
Sure.
So anything that you see or want.
Right. Some of the defensiveness is feeling less than, or getting sick, or attacking yourself before other people can through autoimmune stuff. So it's just love, all of that material at once. So a bewilderment about sickness, worrying about the sickness and other people's. We want to turn that into every single day, I appreciate being in my body. Every single day, I appreciate the health that I have. Because what happens when we keep worrying about our health? We have more and more things to be worrying about in our health. We want to get to appreciation for the health we have and grow that every single day. Okay, so let's get all the grids that are set up to not appreciate. The parts that worry and make more worry and bring in more things to worry about. I had a good friend that passed several years ago, and I would call him and say, is there something I can do for you today? And every single time I asked that, he said to me, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And was terminal. He knew it, I knew it. And we decided we were going to practice love, and I wasn't going to worry him. He knew he could ask for something if he needed to feel strong again. And he said that up until his last day. He'd hold my hand and he would say, don't worry, everything is going to be okay. And he had really integrated a lot of stuff. And he went facing his last days, not really sure when they're going to be. I'm not saying he was like some, you know, super knowing person, but he knew this. He knew extreme trust, and he had integrated a lot. And so this is it. Everything is going to be okay, and we continue to integrate the parts of ourselves that don't believe it in the big picture, in the big L picture. So for all the parts of ourselves that don't believe that, let's go ahead and let the big L, the big unconditional love in. So you've set up grids that, you know, are like worry lines, and you worry and you walk them and you check them out all the time, and they become sort of a way of being. So we want to shift those to everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay with a big smile. No matter what happens next, we are neutral to it, not in denial. And just like we were working with Kathy, what's the next worst thing that you're afraid of? We always want to neutralize that. Just like if we're working with someone who's ill, or we ourselves are ill, we want to work with that part of ourselves that is afraid. So for all the experiences that's happened to you through medical, through violence, you want to love all the parts that experience it and even take it to that next step you might be afraid of and neutralize all of it. So let's go ahead and do that for everyone on the call. That next best thing we're afraid of, the boogeyman that we create and that we project out, let's love all of that. And the divine spirit is here for our support, right? And so for things that are very big to support, it helps show us the way to hold the unconditional love. Many spiritual paths have that as the unconditional love, and that is a step towards this step that we're in now. Where is your divine feminine doing the nourishing integration? The part of her that feels brittle and burned out, we're going to love that part whole. The part of herself, that self that feels like it's been put upon, and I'm not just talking to you, Vicky, by the way. There's other people in the group I'm referring to. We're just letting all of this material just continue to be okay and to be neutralized so that we can experience that true joy. That true, true joy. So we are not weakening others by our fear for them. And we're not weakening ourselves by our fear for ourselves. So we're all the places within our being that are ready for that new divine energy to come in and be a support to allow it to flow. We've already set up the heart. Everyone on the call, let's do this. You're standing on a new earth. Your core, which includes your life force line, your evolutionary line, all of it, is vibrant. The sanctuary of the light within your heart that is that golden white light of unconditional love is that beacon of light calling all the parts of yourself home. All the ones that are ready, you don't have to force yourself to integrate anything. There's plenty that's ready now. Allow that to come in. That divine spirit shows up as an active support. And when the divine feminine knows what she's going to create next, that active support is going to be the one that takes that into the world. That's going to do it with clarity and with much faster manifestation, doing it in partnership with your divine feminine. We're clearing out all resistance to all of that. And that heart, that beautiful heart, we're all feeling that. You guys are doing a great job. I want to thank you for coming to this call. And I do expect many of you are going to have questions, personal ones and ones on the process. Because I know there's some new ways and you're going to have to change how you think of things. So I will be answering in emails, because I have more emails to send you, about that. And then, of course, you can send the personal stuff you're working on, and I'll continue to work that energy. Some of you, I have not answered your email, and I do not want you to be alarmed about that. I have not forgotten you. Okay, take a deep breath. With all the aspects of ourselves that we've been working on today, we're going to allow that to expand. We're strengthening our universal self, our true self. We're getting to know our true identity and our experience of it in the world, and our beautiful mind of equanimity, and the supportive spirit, our sovereign spirit. Much love to all of you. Let's go ahead and say a hui ho.
Aloha, and thank you.
Aloha.
Lots of love to everybody.
Aloha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.